remembering Prime Minister Brian Mulroney, a family tribute.
I'm gonna buy a paper doll that I can call my own. A doll the other fellas cannot steal. And then the flirty, flirty guys with them flirty, flirty eyes will have to flirt with dollies that are real.
Welcome back. I'm Ben Mulrooney. In the early days of the Sky Dome, there was a match between the Texas Rangers and the Blue Jays. And for that game, President George Bush and my dad, then Prime Minister, came together on the field to throw out the ceremonial first pitch. Well, at the time, my dad was sitting somewhere around 15% in the polls. So you can imagine the sounds coming from the Toronto faithful directed at my dad.
Charlie Huff tonight to get back in gear. Dave Steeb, of course, having gone back to that pitch of his he abandoned, what, after 86, he came back to the slider, Fergie. It's made a tremendous difference. And there is the President of the United States now, his son, a majority owner of the Texas Rangers. So with the Rangers jacket, out comes the President of the United States.
And, of course, our Prime Minister, Brian Mulroney. The Corps of Photographers await.
Dad was asked about the boos that were hurled in his direction, and in his inimitable way, with perfect comic timing and a love of self-deprecating humor, he said, "I found it appalling that the Toronto fans would boo the president in such a fashion." Another reason that that game was significant was because the part owner of the Texas Rangers was George W. Bush. And so I'm now joined by the former owner of the Texas Rangers and the 43rd President of the United States, George W. Bush. Mr. President, an honor. Thank you for being here.
Thanks, Ben. It's a pleasure to be with you and to talk about your dad.
Well, Mr. President, we can't talk about my dad without also talking about your dad. They shared such a wonderful, special friendship. What do you remember about their relationship?
No doubt that your dad, Brian Mulroney, was one of my dad's really good friends. They developed a kinship during your dad's premiership when my dad was vice president. And when he became president, their relationship even became stronger. They worked on some big issues together, like trade issues between Canada and the United States. They worked on environmental issues together. Your dad was on the leading edge of environmental concerns, and my dad listened to him, and they got a lot done on, particularly with the Clean Air Act. But more importantly, they had a relationship that went beyond politics. It was a very comfortable relationship. It was a relationship between two guys who were proud to serve their countries and yet enjoyed each other's company. Secondly, my dad and mother were crazy about your mom, and as was your dad. And Mila was really befriended my mother. And they had a lot of great times together. As a matter of fact, still at Walker's Point, which is our place in Maine, there's a wonderful picture of Mila and my mom walking together on the beach in Kennebunkport, just visiting and enjoying their time together.
Well, their friendship is very well known, but perhaps less known is your relationship with my dad. How would you describe it? And would he pick up the phone often?
It's hard for me to remember all the calls, Ben, that I received when I was president. I'm confident your dad would call to check in. One of the most amazing things about him was his understanding of American politics. He obviously paid close attention to it. He knew a lot about it and would call and offer insights, not on a regular basis. He knew how busy the president can be, but on occasion. And plus, I would see him visiting when he would visit my mother and dad, and we would sit around and talk American politics or politics in general. He was a great friend of the United States, but first and foremost, he was his number one priority was the people of Canada.
Did your father ever share any stories with you about my dad?
You know, I hate to put words in my dad's mouth because their relationship was so personal. And obviously, I wasn't privy to their conversations. I'm sure he would have loved to tell stories that Brian told him that caused them both to laugh. Both men loved to laugh. And and they had such a comfortable relationship, they were able to do so quite a bit. I remember when he popped up at the table when we were visiting up in Canada and started singing. I said, "Oh my God, what is this guy up to?" And all of a sudden, not only could he carry a tune, but he's a really good singer. And it was clear that he loved to sing and he loved to project through song. Frankly, I was amazed.
Well, you brought up the singing, so let's talk about the singing. Did my dad have a good voice?
Your dad, Ben, had a great voice. I remember Laura and I went up to visit the Demaray place in remote Canada. We had a lovely dinner. Might have been after a few wines that he got up and sang some beautiful Irish hymns, and he had a great voice. I come from a family with no voices that can sing, but this man could sing.
Yeah, something happened to him, Mr. President, when he sang. He would light up.
He sang with a lot of passion. He loved singing, and he loved the stories behind the songs he sang.
When Irish eyes are smiling, sure 'tis like a morning spring. In the lilt of Irish laughter, you can hear the angels sing.
Mr. President, you've lost both your parents, and they were such wonderful, empathetic, warm, generous people. I just lost my dad, and I'm asking myself every day how I'm going to get to the next day without him. How do you navigate life without your parents? How do you navigate life after your parents?
Well, first of all, Ben, there is no life without death, which I know sounds kind of cold, but it's just a part of growing up. It's a part of the natural cycle of things, and therefore, my advice is to remember the happy memories. Remember the times that he loved you, which he did. Remember the times that he had compassion for you when things weren't going the way you thought. He was a loving man who prioritized his family. My recommendation is to hold the same priorities that he had, which is love of family and the value of friendship in life.
Mr. President, that's wonderful advice, and I want to thank you for joining us, and thank you for sharing your stories and your memories of my dad. We really appreciate it.
Ben, please give your mom and your family my very best regards. God bless you.
The 43rd President of the United States, George W. Bush.